Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another online stream service from St. Timothy's Crooks in Sheffield. My name's Mark Lambert, and I'm the minister here. Do hope you've got a copy of the words for the service. They're available on the St. Timothy's website if you don't, www.sttims.org.uk. We begin with our opening responses from the service sheet. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us new life and hope. He has raised Jesus from the dead. God has claimed us, and now we are his. He has brought us out of darkness. He has made us lights in the world. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And so we pray. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. And hand over now to our worship team who are going to lead us in songs of praise, beginning, Come, now is the time to worship. We come now to our prayers of confession, and so we still our hearts and remember God's love for us and his call upon our lives that we should be lights in the world. God is light, so let us be lights in the world. We pray together. Mighty and loving God, in Jesus Christ you bring us all to new life. Mend what is broken in us. Restore us by the power of the Holy Spirit, and strengthen us to follow our risen Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to forgive sinners, give you his pardon and his peace, now and forever. Amen. One of the things I've been hoping to do is to invite members of the congregation to tell us a little bit about what they're doing and how they're spending their time during the week. And we're going to have a little thing now from Kate Rogers Kay, who I'm sure most of you know, who works for the church in various capacities as one of our children and families workers and also as our community hall manager. I'm going to hand over to Kate now, and she's going to tell us what she's going to be doing this time tomorrow.
This time tomorrow, I hopefully, well, I've got a load of washing in and settled the small children down to do something interesting, maybe educational, we'll see, but definitely something that keeps them entertained while I get on and do some community hub work. For those of you who don't know what the community hub is, Voluntary Action Sheffield have asked various organisations that they already work with in Sheffield to be community hubs during the pandemic to help coordinate support in the local community. And so we at St. Tim's are covering Broomhill, Crooks, Walkley and Stannington. And we're working with as many groups as possible that are already established, but also groups like Mutual Aid that have come up recently because of current situation. And we're basically there to support and help. And if there are any cold spots of support for the community, that we fill that and find people that can do that work. So we're working with some amazing, wonderful people, and I can only say that the voluntary sector in Sheffield are amazing. I'm in awe of the amount of people who have stepped up to do things, who've changed their jobs to fit around what's needed, who've expanded. It's brilliant. It's stunning. So yes, tomorrow I'll be doing my little bit in that of just seeing how we're getting on in the areas that we're covering and seeing if anybody needs any more support. So that's my morning tomorrow.
Anybody else would like to have an opportunity to tell us what they're going to be doing at 11 o'clock-ish on a Monday morning, this time tomorrow, do get in touch. We'd love to have some more of these little excerpts and to find out how people are spending their time. We come now to the Ministry of the Word, to hearing God's Word to us, and we begin with the prayer for today, which sets the theme for our readings and for the talk. I invite you to join with me as we pray. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And so we come now to our Bible readings that will be read for us today by Jan and then by Martin.
This reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, and can be found on page 1094 of the Church Bibles. The Fellowship of the Believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Today's gospel reading comes from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 1, and can be found on page 1076 in the Church Bibles. The Good Shepherd and His Sheep. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow them, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they'll run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I'm going to hand over now to Alison Thompson. For those of you who don't know Alison, in normal times she would attend evening service at St Timothy's. Obviously that's not been possible recently, but I'll let her introduce herself beyond that. So Alison now with the word of God for us this morning.
Hello everyone, I'm Alison. It's really special to be part of this service this morning, despite not being well enough to get St Tim's for a long time. Today we're looking at the beginning of John chapter 10, which is about a shepherd and his flock. In my home group, we get very excited about sheep, which I think is mainly the influence of the sheep poster that hung on the wall where we used to meet. If you made it to the Christmas tree festival, you might have seen our contribution of a pom-pom sheep nativity. So I'd like to share with you some sheepy joy and look at how we can live a full life with Jesus as our shepherd. Shepherding worked a bit differently in Jesus' time and place to how it's done here in the UK now. Instead of being kept mainly for their meat, in Jesus' day, sheep were kept fleece for making wool, which meant that sheep were often with a shepherd for years. He might well have named them, and he very much knew his sheep. Instead of luscious green fields, the landscape was rocky and barren. There were no fences, so sheep could roam far in search of edible plants. Predators or thieves could easily attack the sheep. Therefore, the shepherd would be constantly on watch, making sure the sheep were safe and didn't wander too far astray. It was not an easy job. When they were on the move, the shepherd would lead the way, finding a safe route for the sheep. He would have a unique call, possibly a song or a whistle or a little fluty tune. The sheep would recognise it, so when he gave his call, the sheep would know where he was so they could come closer if they'd wandered off, or keep following him if they were on the move. At night time, if they returned to the village, the sheep would get put in a communal fold where there was a doorkeeper who would make sure that only the shepherds had access to the sheep. And in the morning, the sheep would trot out when they heard their shepherd give his call. If the flock didn't return to the village at night, particularly in the summer, then the shepherd would take them to one of the little sheep folds out in the hills, which was a stone wall with a person-sized gap in it where the sheep could enter. Then the shepherd would lie down across the gap, protecting them. Jesus mentions both of these different sheepfolds as he speaks. First the communal one, and then the person-sized one, where he, as the shepherd, becomes the gate. He says of the sheep, "I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full." The shepherd is everything to the sheep. He is their primary caregiver, their hero, their lifeline. In that dangerous and barren landscape, they wouldn't survive long without him. He provides for them, keeps them safe, and he has a loving relationship with them. With him they are safe and secure. They flourish and are content. They have a full life. But what about us? Is it possible to have a full life in lockdown with our reduction of freedom? When we can't meet up with people or travel or do the things we used to be able to do? Is there more to a full life than this? As some of you will know, I have chronic fatigue syndrome, also called ME, and have been largely housebound since September, suffering a relapse. And right now, I can't walk much beyond the end of the road. So I guess my lockdown started before most people's. And of course, I long to get better. And yet I truly believe that it is possible to find contentment and find a full life, just like the sheep, even now, in the most strangest of circumstances, when the landscape is not as green and as lush as we'd like. There's a book that I love by John Ortberg called Soul Keeping, and I'd highly recommend it to anyone who's got time to read it right now. And he says that there are two different kinds of freedom. There's freedom from external or outer restraints, which we don't have so much of at the moment with all the lockdown guidelines. But that is only one type of freedom. There is also an inner freedom, where we are free from the things that hold us back inside. Free from fear and selfishness, brokenness. We're free to be whole and to live at peace with ourselves, to embrace God's purpose in our lives. In essence, to have a full life. John Ortberg says, "The ability to have anything you want actually can cost you your freedom." Sometimes it is easier to discover inner freedom and a full life when we are aware of how externally limited we are. We can be more ready to accept that there are things beyond our control. We can be more ready to embrace our position in God's story and willingly let him be our shepherd. When we listen to the voice of our shepherd, when we surrender to him and his ways, then Jesus frees us to have a full life. When we look back at the life of the sheep, we can see some of the ways that we too are free to have this life. First off, provision. Of course the shepherd will provide for his sheep. They would be totally stuck without him. When we choose to bring our needs to God and pray about them, trust God for our pasture, that he will meet our needs, then we can have freedom from anxiety because we know that he is providing for us. Since about the beginning of lockdown, my housemate Alex and I have been praying together every day because we were overwhelmed with the impact of the virus and the lockdown is having in so many different ways to so many people. We've been amazed and encouraged at the answers to prayer that we've seen in the way he's met our needs and the needs of others. So a few examples. We've managed to get online shopping slots, which came with everything we needed, and even managed to get a leg of lamb to celebrate Easter, which we were really, really happy with. We've had opportunities to chat and get to know the neighbours a bit better, and even had a little Easter service organised by some people from down the road that all of our immediate neighbours got involved with. My housemate had a quick recovery when she was showing symptoms, and when I was in quarantine, I had this incredible sense of peace, which I can only describe as supernatural, and a sense that God was protecting me in the midst of danger, and I'm really thankful for that. So we've seen that we can have a full life by trusting God for provision. Next, the shepherd provides safety and security to the sheep. He would risk his life to protect them. In the same way, Jesus gives us spiritual security. As we've seen over the past few weeks in the Easter story, Jesus died in our place, and in doing so, he put to death all the things that stopped us from having access to God. Jesus rose again, and we too can have a new life with him for eternity when we choose him as our shepherd. He gives us access to God, and that's what he's getting at when he says, "I am the gate." We can have a full life because Jesus frees us to live a forgiven life, a life of spiritual security, one where we don't need to be afraid of death. And that is such a great truth to remember, especially at this time when death is at the forefront of our news and on our minds. As well as providing for their needs and giving them security, the shepherd has a loving relationship with his sheep. It's such a beautiful picture, the love the shepherd has for each one. He knows each of his sheep individually. Each is unique and precious, and so too are we. We are all special to God. When we know and experience that unconditional love and sense of value, when we feel secure in it, it's so, so freeing. In God's love, we are free to find that our worth as a person is independent of our circumstances, our accomplishments, or how much or little we can do, and whether or not we can help people, or whether we ourselves need help at this moment. There is inherent worth in who we are, because we are God's sheep. I hope that in lockdown and also beyond, you will experience the inner freedom of the full life that Jesus, our shepherd, gives. If at any point this week you're feeling anxious or afraid or lonely, why don't you spend a few minutes reflecting about sheep and about our incredible shepherd, Jesus, who frees us to live a full life. I pray that you will trust in him to provide for your needs. That when you hear about suffering and death, you will take encouragement from the cross and the resurrection. And that you will find freedom to flourish and be content, whatever the circumstances, safe in God's love. Amen.
Thank you so much, Alison, for those encouraging words. After that, there really is only one subject we can sing about. The Lord's my shepherd.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you. Follows me, your goodness will lead me. days in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup is overflowed with joy. I feast on his pure delights, and I will trust in
so, trusting in God's mercy, we declare our faith in him. We say together, Christ died for our sins, as written in the scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day, as written in the scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. As we come towards the end of our service, thank you to everybody who's made it possible this morning, to our worship team, to Jan and Martin for reading, for Alison for her talk, for Aidan for the prayers, and for all of you for joining us. Now we've come to our closing responses. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him will never die. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. God of all power and love, may the boldness of your spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your spirit lead us. And may the gifts of your Spirit help us to serve and worship you now and evermore. Amen. This evening at 6:30, Ellen Makin will be leading a short act of worship on Facebook. Please do join her for that if you're available. During the week, morning prayers at 9 o'clock and evening prayers at 6 o'clock, Monday to Friday. Next Friday, which is VE Day, Victorian Europe Day, 75th anniversary of that, there will be some special prayers at 11 o'clock on Friday if you want to join them. And next Saturday, we have Space for Faith, Space on Saturday, with Martin Hill leading an imaginative reflection. And then next Sunday, our worship will be led by our Youth, Children and Families team. And so we come to the blessing. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Live in peace and love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.